Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this word this morning. And thank you, Lord. As you know, I was pondering about this, lots of questions, but I thank you. I believe you've put my heart at peace, and therefore you would also just encourage the listeners now as well, Lord, in Jesus' name. Commit this day to you, this word to you. Our lives is in your hands. Our lives are come from you and that spirit, and we are made for a time such as this. We are your workmanship for good work. So your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 5 from verse 33 to 37. You have heard that it was said to our people long ago, don't break your promises, but keep the promises you make to the Lord. But I tell you, never swear an oath. Don't swear an oath using the name of heaven, because heaven is God's throne. Don't swear an oath using the name of the earth, because the earth belongs to God. Don't swear an oath using the name of Jerusalem, because that's the city of the great king. Don't even swear by your own head, because you cannot make one hair on your head become white or black. Say only yes if you mean yes, and no if you mean no. If you say more than yes or no, it's from the evil one.
Hallelujah. So I thought about this, and I had experience in the week. I had three friends were here, and then they were going to town, and they said, must we buy you a roti? And I said no. But in the past, I've had a problem with this. I think I've said it to my children, and I would say it to my disciples as well. Whatever I say, there should be a reason behind it, you know. So, and then they looked at me funny, and then I said no. So I had to think up a reason quickly, and the one reason that could be the truth is I've got what is it? It was something in the fridge. I forget the name now. And so then said, oh, okay. And then they were off. And then afterwards, I was thinking, you know, is it because I've got this in the fridge, or I just don't? I feel full up. I don't want food. And I thought the truth is, I'm just not hungry. I don't want anything now. So that was such a revelation of this. You know, you'll let your yes be yes and your no no. And sometimes we're not sure why we say no or why we saying yes, but I believe we are doing it, and we should be doing it in the leading of the Spirit, because we start off our day, your will be done, Lord. You bring our thoughts in line so that we can think the right things, so that we can do the right things. I love that scripture that says, commit your works to the Lord and he will establish your thoughts. And so that's what you want. So yeah, so what it's just saying here, you don't have to swear on the Bible or anything else. Just let your yes be yes and your no, no. But then what started worrying me about this now is because I know of the scripture as well where the Lord speaks about the person telling his servant or his son, I can't remember, will they go do this and that? And then he says no. But then he says to the other son, will you go do this and that? And then he says yes. But then the one that said yes never went and done it, and the one that said no went and done it. And then Jesus said in that there, the one that done well was the one that said he didn't, he's not going to do it, but then he went and done it. So that just shows, you know, our yes and our no can change, because at the end of the day, we want to do God's will, you know. So in conclusion to just saying yes or no, I would also, just with this understanding, also in James chapter 4, verse 13 to 17, where it says, some say, today I'll do this, or tomorrow I'll go do that. And then he says, you can't just say that, you don't know, you know. So rather just say, God willing. So that is something, you know, we can say yes or we can say no, but we always say God willing, because at the end of the day, anyone that doesn't understand this needs to understand it, that you want the will of God for your own life. And if you get ensnared with your words by saying a yes to something you should have said no, or a no to something you should have said yes, you want God to correct you, and you're open to God's correction. So that is important. That's what we want, to walk in the footsteps that has been laid out there for us, our purpose, and walking together with God. So when something like that happens and you've said something and you can't fulfill it because other things have come up and you know this is God's leading, then it's a time to humble yourself, as the Bible says. Go say sorry to the person, but then explain that you wanting the reality of God's purpose in your life, no more or no less. So you know He's spoken now, and this is what you're going to listen to. In that way, you are bringing across the most important thing as a Christian. We need to be committed to God's will and His way. And just like Jesus, what I hear from my Father, I say, and what I do, my Father shows me. Now we are in fellowship with the Father and Son. So, yeah, so I think that's a good understanding of just staying in tune with the Lord. Sometimes we can make mistakes, but God never makes mistakes. And so when we just always have that notion, your will be done, then that's God's heart. So God will bring about His will. Amen.
Amen.